This is Sex Science Sunday, brought to you by the Center for Sexual Expression and Education and Erotic University. Several years ago, there was a lot of controversy in the adult industry about a chemical known as phthalate. Now, phthalates are a component used in making plastics, and they were part of a lot of sex toys at the time. But science was starting to indicate that phthalates may not be very healthy for people. And so the adult industry kind of worked to start taking phthalates out of the adult toys that women put in their bodies. Well, now there's some new research, and it's not about adult toys. It's about men's penises and the sperm that they ejaculate out of them. There is a new study from researchers working at Lund University in Sweden. You can find the study on the Science Direct website. And what the study seems to show is that the higher the level of a particular phthalate, this in this case DEHP, the higher the level of it, the less motile the sperm is going to be. In other words, they don't swim as well. Being a good swimmer is sort of a sperm's entire reason for being. So what do we take away from this study? Nothing, really. It doesn't mean anything. Not yet. Because it's not a definitive study. We don't really know for sure whether there is a link. This is just part of the chain of evidence that may be developed that there might be. And the other part of this is that the amount of motility loss in the sperm isn't that great. They can still do their job, even at the highest level of motility disruption. So even with a very high rate of DEHP in your system, you're still going to be able to conceive children. Now, truth is, almost all of us have some level of phthalates in our systems. And low levels don't seem to be a problem. There just isn't any evidence for that. There is a growing amount of research that phthalates could be endocrine disruptors. And they could interfere with our hormones, and they could interfere with the onset of puberty, or they could increase the cancer risk. But even all these years later, since the adult industry really worked to remove phthalates from most of the adult toys, we still don't know a lot about them. And while this study is interesting, it isn't interesting enough to really have any real-world meaning right now. Drug availability and pricing is both an important part of science and it's an important part of our health policy. And it's gotten into the news lately in a big way, making one man almost overnight one of the most hated people in America. That man's name is Martin Shkreli, and he is CEO of a pharmaceutical company. He is also a hedge fund manager, which is where he made his money. And then he bought a pharmaceutical company, and he named the company Turing after the brilliant British scientist Alan Turing, who also happened to be gay. And then he turned around and raised the price of what had been an inexpensive drug to help people with AIDS. He raised the price by 5,500%. Now, the drug is primarily used for treating toxoplasmosis. You probably heard of this from women getting a disease from their cat's litter boxes. It was an important drug. And it sold for the ridiculous price of $13.50 per pill. A pill that costs a dollar and has been around for years and years. Now, there's a lot to say about public health policy that allows that sort of thing. But what he did is unfathomable. From $13.50 per pill to $750 per pill. This created an enormous backlash, and now he says he will reduce the price. He just won't say how much. Well, how about $5 a pill, and you still make a 400% profit on it. Toxoplasmosis is very dangerous for pregnant women, and especially for people who have HIV or AIDS. Shkreli is just as sleazy as you might imagine. There are criminal probes against him unrelated to this, for both his hedge fund and for things he did when he founded a previous company in 2011 and was then fired. And at the beginning of the scandal, he tried to justify it, saying, hey, you know, his company needed to make a profit. They were practically giving away a pill that cost $13.50 each that cost them a dollar to make, practically giving it away. for a course of treatment, they were only making $925 in profit for something that would save someone's life. So he upped the price so that a course of treatment was over $56,000. For a minuscule profit of just $56,175, roughly, for a $75 investment. He's sleazy and greedy, and it looks like he's actually going to open up a dialogue about something that's important, the price gouging in the pharmaceutical industry. It's something that both Bernie Sanders and Hillary Clinton want to talk about. A 2012 study showed that only about 8% of Americans sleep naked. That was shocking to me. I've always slept naked. I can't imagine why you would want to sleep with clothing on, even if they're pajamas. And science tells us actually sleeping naked is much healthier for you for a lot of reasons. Now, if you have a partner, skin-to-skin contact with your partner when you're sleeping together at night is actually good for you. It'll reduce your blood pressure. It will decrease your stress levels. And getting to the sex part is that much easier. A survey in 2014 found that people who sleep naked are just happier with their partners in general. Another problem with pajamas is that they can keep you too warm. We're designed not to sleep as well if we get too warm when we're trying to sleep. And sleeping in your underwear, it's just not healthy for you. It creates a warm, moist place in which yeast and bacteria can just have a party. If you're having problems with yeast infections, sleeping naked can help. I mean, for men, it helps your testicles keep from getting overheated. Okay, maybe you're worried about skid marks and cleanliness. Well, there's these wonderful things that are little moistened towelettes for the bathroom. Kind of keep you nice and clean. And if you have a partner, don't you want to kind of always be naked and ready for when the both of you are?